How to breathe while running? Top Fool Guide 2022. If you are new to running, you may be wondering how to breathe while running. Running can be a great way to get in shape, but it is crucial to breathing correctly to avoid getting winded. In this blog post, BXS Insight will give you a few breathing techniques and tips on how to breathe while running. Why is breathing while running so challenging at first? Running and other strenuous activities like running can make your muscles and respiratory system work harder than usual. Your breathing becomes more difficult when you require more oxygen. Your fitness level and how your body responds to your pace and intensity can be measured by the quality of your breathing. If you are working too hard, you may feel shortness of breath, tightness in the chest, or wheezing. 6 types of breathing techniques for running. Although breathing is an autonomic activity we don't often think about, it can improve your endurance, reduce your risk of injury, and push you past plateaus in your running. These are 6 types of breathing techniques that may enhance your breathing patterns, thus bringing benefits to your runs. Rhythmic breathing. When your exhalations coincide and your foot strikes, your body absorbs a lot of stress. Running with a rhythmic breathing pattern can help you spread the pressure evenly. You will need to time your inhalations and exhalations according to the pace of your steps. This will allow you to alternate right and left foot strikes. For runners, the natural rhythm of breathing is to exhale and inhale for 2 foot strikes. This means your exhalations will always be on one side of your body. This can cause uneven strain and increase your risk of injury. Breathe rhythmically in an odd proportion, such as inhaling and exhaling for 2 strides each, or exhaling and inhaling again for 2, 3, or 2. Each exhale will be accompanied by an alternate right or left foot strike. This type of variability can improve your endurance and reduce your chance of injury. Diaphragmatic breathing. Diaphragmatic breathing is also known as belly breathing and abdominal breathing. It involves the diaphragm being engaged, which is the dominant respiratory muscle located near the lower ribs. This type of breathing allows the diaphragm to contract and move down, which gives the lungs more space to breathe in more air. The deep belly breathing technique, which increases lung capacity, elasticity, and blood flow, can slow down your heart rate and breathing speed during strenuous exercise. Box breathing. Also known as four-square breathing or square breathing, box breathing is a 4-part breathing technique that can bring calmness and well-being to the body and mind when there are stress levels. Deep breathing involves deep inhaling and holding the breath for at least 4 counts. Then exhale, and then hold your breath for 4 counts. Nose breathing and mouth breathing. It is essentially a matter of personal preference whether you use your nose or mouth to breathe during a run. It is important that your breathing is efficient and comfortable. Many runners find it easier to use a combination of nose-mouth breathing. This is done by inhaling through your nose and exhaling through your mouth. Nasal breathing. Nasal breathing is best for running, jogging, and sprints. However, many athletes have their preferred breathing methods. Nasal breathing allows you to inhale and exhale only through your nostrils. Mouth breathing. Mouth breathing is when you only inhale and exhale through your mouth. It can feel like hyperventilation if you breathe through your mouth during a run. However, for high-intensity running, it can be very beneficial to breathe through your mouth. People will often switch to mouth breathing when they run uphill or sprint. 4 tips on how to breathe while running. The way you breathe when you run will depend on many factors, including weather conditions, asthma, fitness level, and the intensity of your run. Here's a guide to efficient breathing during running, whether you are a novice runner or an experienced runner. Warm up your lungs. An effective dynamic warm-up will get your heart pumping, blood flowing, and prepare your respiratory system. It can also loosen your muscles and make it easier for you to expand your diaphragm and lungs. Do some chest opening exercises prior to running. This will help boost your diaphragm, improve your belly breathing, and increase efficiency. Keep your running form in good shape. Proper running form and posture can improve core strength and reduce core pressure. This will make it easier to breathe while running. Keep your head and neck neutral while looking forward. Your chin should be tucked as though you were holding an egg underneath your chin. Your posture should be upright and slightly forward. Your shoulders should be level and relaxed. Breathe in your nose and mouth. You may find that your lung capacity is not being used efficiently by mouth or nose breathing. This could leave you with less oxygen while you exercise. To get maximum oxygen intake, inhale through both your nose and mouth. As you run, breathe in through your nose and into your mouth in a rhythmic fashion. To quickly expel carbon dioxide, inhale through your mouth. Do belly breathing. Deep breaths may appear to slow you down. Deep breathing can actually lead to shallower breaths, which deprive your muscles and body of oxygen when you exercise. Instead, learn to breathe through the diaphragm. You can practice belly breathing by lying down on the ground, one hand on your stomach and the other on your abdomen. As your lungs expand, inhale through the nose. Push your belly out and exhale. Push down on your diaphragm to stop your chest from rising. Repeat the process for several minutes. You'll feel a lot better once you get used to the feeling. Before making any changes in your exercise program, make sure to consult your coach or qualified medical professional if you have any conditions that could affect your ability to breathe. Tips for those suffering from asthma. If you suffer from asthma, it is vital to keep active even if your symptoms seem to worsen or increase. You can improve your lung function and manage your symptoms with the right approach. Here are some great tips for asthma runners. Fair weather winds. Some weather conditions can trigger asthma symptoms. These days, it is possible to choose to stay indoors. The cold air is less moist, making it more difficult to breathe and can cause symptoms. To moisten the air, you inhale and make it more comfortable. Wrap your nose and mouth with a scarf if you run in colder conditions. Weather changes, hot days, and thunderstorms are all possible triggers. Run with ease. As an asthma sufferer, warming up is essential. Your lungs need time to warm up. Slowly increase the intensity until your lungs can start to work. When you are done running, slow down to allow your lungs to cool off. Avoid pollen. Before you go outside to run, check the pollen count. Plan to run when it is lowest, usually in the morning or right after it rains. Consider wearing a mask to protect your skin from pollen. Take a shower after your run and wash your clothes. Breathing techniques. Many breathing exercises are suitable for asthmatics. These breathing exercises can improve your running performance and your breathing pattern. These techniques can be tried to determine which one works best for you. You can do this, nasal breathing, the Papworth method, Buteyko breathing, deep yogic breathing. How to work out safely and avoid injury. Before you begin an exercise program, make sure to consult your doctor if you have any pre-existing or current health conditions. To ensure safety and effectiveness, proper breathing technique is crucial. However, you might need to adjust each exercise depending on your personal needs. It would help if you chose a weight that allows you to maintain complete control over your body during the exercise. Pay attention to your body and stop if you feel any discomfort or pain. You will see steady progress in your fitness and increase your body strength if you incorporate proper warm-ups and rest into your exercise routine. Your ability to recover after your workouts will determine your final results. Rest for between 24 and 38 hours before you train the same muscle groups again to allow adequate recovery. Conclusion. There are many different techniques that runners use to breathe while running. Some people prefer to take deep breaths in and out, while others prefer to breathe in through the nose and out through the mouth. Experiment with different techniques to see what works best for you.